You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Perry Lyons. I'm very sweaty. My whole HVAC system went out, which is a summer tradition. It's great to see you guys. Oh, my makeup is sweated off, which probably just as well, because remember when like the contouring videos for makeup came on YouTube? I would try them and then my clients would be distracted during the session because I looked so much like a raccoon. They were wondering if after the session, this wonderful psychic was going to go knock the lids off their garbage pails. Which I did anyway, because it's fun. Anyway, welcome to Perry Lyons, New York City Celebrity Psychic. We're going to start off with the perennial favorite, the psychic tarot weather. And I call it the weather because it's like the weather, except less damaging to crops. It tunes in to, of course, what the zeitgeist or spirit of the times in German is. I like to pop in German phrases for my German viewers. Guten Tag. So the first card is the beginning of the week. Second card is the middle of the week, like the weekend. And the third card is, Monday to Wednesday. And then we start the whole cycle inevitably all over again. It's an existential thing. Okay. And I started this like 8 years ago when people say, if you're watching this applies to you. So do I get a nickel from that? Somebody send me a nickel. But it's true. By the way, I keep my cards in a gym bag. I have about 900 of them. Never trust a psychic who keeps her tarot cards in a silk bag with crystals. They're paying too much attention to presentation. My feeling is if you have a psychic in a gym bag, that's a working psychic. Okay. Oh, that's so nice. The first card is the Knight of Cups. And the Knight of Cups, let's see if we can do this. There we go. The Knight of Cups is a young man holding a cup. He's in armor and he's on top of a horse. And he's heading toward you, baby. He's heading toward you. So this is usually a man with romantic, oh, hi, Whitney, I'll be with you in two shakes of a lamb's tail. Sorry, I'm having a bunch of people text me about sessions. I'm like, dude, not now. Okay, so this is a young man who has romantic intentions towards you. Woo, woo, I'm telling your mom. But this does mean, usually, if you're a man or a woman or a llama or whatever you choose to identify as, this is somebody who identifies as male coming towards you probably in a romantic way. If you're already in a long-term relationship, this might mean an upsurge in romance towards you. Romance, as Bug Bunny would say. I like that. If you're single, it's a very, very good thing. Okay, now we've got the Tower, which is not always a great card, but it's upside down. So it means that this isn't actually happening to you. The Tower is often, it can be in our life when it's right side up. Old structures being taken from us kind of fast, kind of when we're not ready for it. I remember when my then husband, who is an expert in tarot, and I were doing a kind of a reading in our marriage, and the Tower card kept coming up. We looked at each other like, we're still friends. But upside down, my interpretation is somebody near you, but maybe not somebody you are you love, is something around you is going to happen that's not actually going to touch you. How can I put this? Like somebody in the next street over might break their leg. That's not the normal interpretation from it, but it's what I've found from 15 years, 20 years of doing this. Okay. And, oh boy, we love this. Okay. The last one, really interesting. It's the Nine of Wands. It's a very cool card. A beautiful African-American woman. It says very clearly, the Nine of Wands, the Nine of Fire, it's about not giving up. Don't give up. And protect that which you created. So if you've created something, copyright it or make sure other people can't steal it, which is a sad thing, but have courage and believe in yourself. This is the thing about whatever you've created or whatever self you've created, take it out in the world courageously, happily, and fully. Yes. Yay. Okay, Whitney, thank you for waiting. How are you, my darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I like to connect to people. Sorry to interrupt you. I like to connect to people through the birthday. So when's your birthday?
September 8th.
December 8th or September?
September.
Great. Thank you, love.
Can you hear me?
You're a little cracking a little. You're a little muffled, but I think we can do it. Yeah. September 8th. Wow, Virgo. Virgos are really misunderstood because people think that they're OCD, and they're not. They're not people who pass like a coffee table and line up the pencils as they pass it. They're people who have a real purity, and they're very idealistic, and they want things to be done the right way, and they want things. There's just a purity and idealism in it. So how can I help you, my angel?
I was just wondering if the person I've been talking to, that being, if he's really interested or just wasting my time.
Okay. Say that once a little louder. You're cracking up. Who you're wasting your time with?
The person I've been talking to and seeing. Can you hear me? Because I'm talking directly into my phone.
Right. Okay. Let's look at this. That's funny. I kind of get both. The Magician card upside down and the Queen of Cups upside down makes me think that this guy is, or woman, or llama, whatever, is charismatic and a lot of fun. But I'm not sure right now that there's somebody who can be trusted. Do they have any jail time in their past?
No.
Okay. That's good. I would give it a couple more weeks and just sound him out. Don't jump into anything. I don't think he's completely wasting your time, but I think you're a lot more in charge of this than you think. In other words, listen carefully to what he says. And if you know him in person, watch what he does. That's who people are. We're not, we are what we do. So I think this guy is, how can I put this? I think he has potential, but I would give it a little more time. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Cool. Is this somebody you met on an app or through a friend or?
An app.
No, I met my guy through an app. All good. It's interesting because I feel like he's in the middle of a transition. He might be just, this might be just after a divorce or a separation. And I feel like you're somebody who needs a lot of sunshine and exercise. I don't know why I'm saying that. It's what my guides say. Are you getting enough sunshine, Angel?
I feel like I am. I've been starting to exercise lately because I'm trying to lose like 80 pounds.
It's funny. You sound so much like a good friend of mine. Great voice. What else can I tell you? You have two or three kids?
I have two living, and one of my third passed away.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's okay. Something you don't get over. I can tell you without sounding like a YouTube psychic, or I'm very sincere, that they're still with you. And they're growing up on the other side. And love is never lost, but I'm just so, so sorry. And I really want you to have a great relationship. I do think this guy has real potential, but I think he's so charming that he's gotten away with stuff in the past. Does that make sense?
It does.
And you're pretty cute too. Mm-hmm. And also, I think he just needs a woman who's very straightforward, which you are, and kind of playfully sees through his BS. Because I think there's a good person under there. I really do. And you're just a lovely person. So he's lucky to know you. He is lucky to know you. And I can see you with my heart's eye. And you're also so attractive. So the sea is full of fish, my friend. Not that you want to date fish. That's a bad idea. But anyway, keep in touch. Tell me what happens. I've got good feelings about this, but just keep an eye on him. Okay? And you're wonderful. And you're going to have a great summer. Holy mackerel. All right. You're welcome,
Ooh,
Angel. Whitney, thank you for calling.
I love
the people who call here. My pleasure. Okay, guys, I'm Perry Lyons, Periylions. You can find me on Facebook. I'm here every Wednesday night at 9. And tune in because I love you.